Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
B-Mac, Brian McFadden, fellow defensive back. Unfortunately, he played his career in Pittsburgh, or we'd like him more, or like him even more. He's really wonderful, CBS Sports, all that. He just he tweeted out within the last hour, ooh, I'm imagining that's how he's saying it, because it's a big ooh, saying Omar is working. The Steelers are very close to landing a significant playmaker. Hashtag here we go Steelers. Is that a thing? They do here we go Steelers, because that would be a direct ripoff of here we go Brownies. At which point
they do here we go Steelers.
Is that a thing? Who did it first? I'd like to know before. Does anybody know?
I know they had that song, that stupid song with it.
When's here we
go Steelers. Here we go. You ever heard that one?
No.
Pittsburgh gone to the Super Bowl. You never heard that?
No. When's that from?
It's from when they won the Super Bowl.
Oh, but they've won a few.
I don't remember when it came out.
From 2007.
It was very annoying.
All right. Well, I'll have to do that. I'll have to look into that and then erase it from my memory.
Well,
but,
do it now, because it's pretty awful.
I mean, I feel like everybody kind of thinks that this is the Ayuk deal, right? Like, this is the Ayuk, the whispers about trading for Brandon Ayuk for Pittsburgh have been around for all offseason, ever since Brandon said he wanted to trade. Would that change the arithmetic when you think about the AFC North this year?
I mean, it would. A little bit.
I'm torn, because I think Brandon has become kind of underrated.
Because he's like the fifth option in that offense.
Well, and I've heard like Ken called him a system-wide receiver. And I don't necessarily agree with that. I actually think he's just become a really good player. And I think he's actually outgrown the success that he's had simply because he was in a great system with the right head coach and you know, steady quarterback play and all that. Like, I think Ayuk's a really nice player. I don't know he can overcome whatever they're going to try and Frankenstein together in Pittsburgh. Because, like, Arthur Smith, I don't know if you know this, really loves the back to the defense look, that West Coast look. And Russ really prefers to get out of the pocket and make plays. So just from that standpoint, I don't know that marriage is going to work. For some reason, West Coast guys have had the toughest time of anybody kind of moving outside the West Coast system, whereas if a guy was like an air raid guy, he might be more adept at adding other features. I don't know. That's just a personal thing. And I don't even know Ayuk fits with what, like, Russ wants. So I don't know. Like, Brandon Ayuk to Baltimore, I'd be sitting here clenching. Brandon Ayuk to the New York Jets, playing across from Garrett Wilson. Ayuk and Wilson with Rodgers could be lethal. You start to like Ayuk to Buffalo, I think would be a great move. Ayuk to Pittsburgh is kind of the place that I think would move the needle the least for me. because I don't have a great sense that that thing's going to – I've really started to feel like this is going to be Mike Tomlin's first losing season.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I until he has a losing season, it's hard to say he will.
I think that's really fair. I just – how many times can –
look at their quarterback situation the last couple of years.
Well, I think that really is the most fair thing to say. I'd also say, though, like, not every year is equal. And with Duck Hodges and, oh, who's the other jabroni that's Mason Rudolph and, you know, like, I don't know that – I think the one thing that's really hard to overcome is quarterback instability. And I don't know you can trust Russ to stay healthy. And if he's not 100%, I don't know you can trust him to play. And I don't – like, if Tomlin does to Russ and or Justin Fields what he did to Rudolph or Kenny Pickett or any of the – I don't know they're built to be treated like left guards. Maybe Justin can. I think Justin's a tough kid. I think he showed you what he – I think he played as well as you could in the situation in Chicago. That kid might have some Teflon skin. Russ – If week four in, Russ is struggling and you pull the plug on him, that is the recipe for just never getting Russ back. I think there's a reason that guy has been treated with kid gloves his entire career, because that's the only way you get the best Russ out of it. So former Steelers cornerback B-Mac, Brian McFadden, teasing that the Steelers are very close to landing a significant playmaker. Now, it is a tale of two trades for the city of Cleveland, as over the weekend we got to kind of look at the full compensation, the official compensation that the Browns gave to the Texans for Deshaun Watson, and we do that at the same time where we know the score, at least as of right now, with the Donovan deal. And I'll ask you just right now, which deal do you feel better about today, the Donovan deal or the Deshaun deal?
Deshaun.
Why's that?
I think it's a lot of it has to do with what's going on right now. Mm-hmm. And I think Donovan, you know, won the Cavs a lot of games, but I think he's gone and I don't think they're doing anything this year. And so, yeah, I mean, the trade really was for nothing. You make trades like that to win championships or compete for championships. And the Cavaliers are not. The Browns, on the other hand, have a quarterback they believe can help them get to a Super Bowl, compete for a Super Bowl. Yeah, hasn't played great, but he's been hurt. It's more of what we don't know with Deshaun that gives me optimism that he can be the player they thought they were getting when they traded for him. With Donovan, yeah, we got a great player, but he hasn't helped the Cavaliers do anything.
So I think both trades are still incredibly, like, you can defend both trades the same as when they were made. Like, the same reason why you think you shouldn't trade for Deshaun, which was the off-the-field stuff, is this: if you felt that way then, there's no reason you wouldn't feel that now. At the same point, if you look at the organizational trajectory, which is they wanted to take a swing to have a situation, a quarterback that they could win long-term at. I mean, yeah, Baker's coming off a good year, but guys, look at the years in between.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his best year in Cleveland, 2020, and now. There's a lot of bad football in there. And I still believe in Baker, by the way. I still think he's an NFL quarterback and a starter. But, like, Deshaun was a 26-year-old franchise quarterback that you could get for relatively a song. 3 firsts, 2 seconds, and 2/3 for a dude who is top 5 in the NFL when he's at his best. That is insane value. It just hasn't gone the way you want it to, because he played 6 games 1 year, looked bad, and then this last year, it was obviously the injuries. With the Donovan deal, you're going to take a top 20 player, which I still think Donovan is, and you're going to give up a guy who was coming off a career year in Lauri Markkanen, Colin Sexton, who scored points but maybe didn't do much more than that. You've got Oshae Igbaji, who was, what, the 12th or 14th pick in that draft. And you gave up a bunch of picks that were 5 years, 6 years down the road. Both trades, I think, are incredible. You can still say the logic was sound. So I think we've just allowed the quick emotions to be down about both trades and say they're disastrous. I don't think the Donovan trade has been disastrous. How many times you make the playoffs before you traded for Donovan? Zero. Yeah, you made the play-in. You got the living crap kicked out of you in the play-in. So I'm not telling you I'm enjoying the playoffs here. I'm not saying I'm enjoying what's going on, and I really don't feel good that Donovan's going to be here long-term, given the way this series has gone. I'll also say that if the whole thing is you traded that for Donovan, he comes here for 2 years, you win a lot of regular season games, you make the playoffs twice, but that's all, and then you turn around and get commensurate value for Donovan again 2 years later, if that's how this goes, yeah, it could have gone a lot better. That's not the worst. It's not as if he came here and then left in free agency, which we've seen several times over in Cleveland sports. And listen, I understand why we're down on the Deshaun part of the deal. They made the playoffs this last year in spite of not having a healthy Deshaun. And Deshaun did play better this year than the last. So it's so funny. Like, I don't feel great about Deshaun's health right now. Very concerned about that glenoid injury. I don't feel great that Donovan is going to fulfill the prophecy when you traded for him. I also don't think both trades are out-and-out failures or that either or both of them can't be salvaged. Like right now, the Deshaun trade's being compared to Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson has been cut. There's no upside for Russ in Denver. It was 2 years of bad football. You didn't win at all. You paid him $100 million, and now you're paying him $38 million to be the starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm not trying to paint you a pretty picture here for...
Paint some pretty pictures.
For the Deshaun trade, it's not that bleak yet. And so it's funny, like, I see roads out for both of these trades, and it's why I don't panic the same way that I think most people do, or turn everything into, you've lost the Donovan trade, you've lost the Deshaun trade. 216-474-0092. Let's put this on a positive light. Who has more won their trade? the Cavs with Donovan Mitchell or the Browns with Deshaun Watson? And I think the answer is clearly, and I mean resoundingly, the Cavs with Donovan Mitchell. And I think it's as simple as you've won more with him than I think you would have won without him. Because again, you hadn't made the playoffs since LeBron. You've made him twice now. And I don't think his value is unsinkable right now. So this offseason, there's no players of note in free agency. Like, your best chance is like a B-minus Caris LeVert kind of player. Now that felt personal with Caris. I promise you, I like Caris just fine, even though I called him out earlier in the show. So Donovan's value might have been pinched a little bit by the playoff success or lack thereof. But if Donovan decides he doesn't want to re-sign with you, there are 5 to 10 teams that will be looking for a superstar player or a star player, and Donovan's likely to be the best available. I think that's like, all right, he came here, he elevated the team. Yeah, you didn't win a playoff series, but you're going to get value, and you might come out with better players than you gave up to get him. If a team like Houston gets desperate and gives you multiple pieces of their young core. So the Deshaun thing, I just can't say you've won the Deshaun thing without knowing whether he can play 17 games again in a full season in his career, and that's totally about the injury. So that's not even about the things you would have thought we would have felt bad about
right. When
you traded for him. But I think the Donovan trade is much more of a win right now, because losing is you got embarrassed in the playoffs 2 straight years, but you were top 4 seed both years.
For what, though?
Well, what do you mean? For 3 draft picks, 2 pick swaps, and 3 players that I don't think we're going to be long-term core members.
I get what you're saying. Is it just what we've seen so far? Because like, Donovan's not going to be back next year.
I don't even like putting a cap on that yet. You're probably right, but I don't like putting the cap on that yet. I want to leave some wiggle room.
Okay.
Maybe so I can just watch this series without thinking every single play is the difference between Donovan not being here and being here. But like, yeah, so you don't see value in having 2 top 4 seed finishes and winning roughly 100 games in 2 years and still being able to cash out that lottery ticket for same value as what you paid 2 years ago?
I guess it's more that I need to see the team compete for a championship, and that's what I don't see.
Do you think that, okay, so do you think if the Cavs move off of Donovan this offseason, that they'll never compete for a championship with the guys that they get for him and the guys they currently have?
No, I don't think so.
I think there's still a bright future in Cleveland. I think Darius will be better next year if Donovan's gone, and I think Evan Mobley might be better too. That's not about Donovan. It's more about those two guards not playing well.
Nick, I think they're going to be a middling team for quite some time. I think they're going to be kind of like what the Pacers are, what the Heat have been. I know the Heat have been better than that in recent years, but I don't know. I don't think that they're going to compete for a championship, no.
I think with a new head coach and different pieces around Darius and Evan who actually fit with those guys, I would feel the same way about that team's ability to compete next year that I would if it was Donovan here and Darius gone for the similar package. I think the Cavs are going to be just fine. It doesn't feel that it sucks right now. And it is so infuriating because with these 4 guys, they should be a significant contender in the East, and they're not. But I think every issue I have is resolvable with a new head coach and really addressing this roster in a way that Kobe Altman has not the last 2 years.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.